Good morning.
早安。
Happy New Year.
新年快乐哈。
My son Zach was very happy to get red envelopes this week.
我的儿子很高兴今年可以收到一些红包。
So he's a little disappointed because my side of the family doesn't celebrate Chinese New Year.
他有点失望，因为 Pastor 这边的家人呢是不庆祝农历新年的。
We celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but that's another holiday.
他们会庆祝那个St. Patrick 的那个诞节日。
Last week we discussed how the church was moving forward in a number of areas.
上一周我们讨论我们教会要往前的方向要怎么样走。
And if you had a chance to take a look across the street, they laid the foundation yesterday.
要是你看对面马路的话，你发现他们已经把那个地基铺好了。
And because of the rain, they actually had some workers out this morning, making sure that it was set properly.
因为下雨的原因呢，他们有一些工人今天早上还在那边开工，要希望那个地基能够真的是打得好。
We have a big event coming up next Saturday.
到下礼拜六，这礼拜六我们有一个很大的节目。
Our Chinese New Year party.
就是我们的中国新年的晚会。
So I can encourage everyone to come and bring a friend.
我们希望每一个人都能来参加，也带你的朋友来。
And last week we got a good testimony from our student fellowship.
上一周呢，我们有学生团去给我们做了见证。
And how many had come to receive Jesus as their Savior at the mini gospel camp.
也告诉我们在这个福音营里面有很多几位学生呢是信了主。
And last week we also discussed that we're moving forward in the new year with a theme.
也上一周我们也告诉大家我们教会今年有一个新的主题。
Into the Word, out to the world.
就是要扎根圣经广传福音。
And we discussed that we as individuals and as a church,
我们讨论说我们作为一个个人跟一个教会的整体
need to go into the word.
我们要进入神的话语里面
We contemplated the words of the Apostle Peter.
我们有思考到彼得的话
who wrote that we should be like newborn babies who crave pure spiritual milk.
他说我们要渴慕那纯正的灵奶像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样
And we wereChallenge to grow spiritually this year by cultivating a desire for God's word.
那么我要挑战大家，我们今年的目标就是要在神你的话语里面扎根。
That we would desire the milk of the word like a child, a baby would desire its mother's milk.
我们像渴慕神的话，就像一个出生婴儿渴慕母亲的奶一样。
Because only when we have a desire for God and His word,
我们就是需要有渴慕神的话。
Will we be able to truly seek Him in His Word?
这样我们才会真正的在话语里面去寻求他。
Because without having a desire,
但是我们有这种渴慕的心的话，
we won't have a motivation to read the Word.
那我们就没有动力要去读神的话。
To study the Word.
去研读他的话。
To apply God's Word to our life.
而且要把神的话用在我们的身上。
Today we're going to look at the second aspect of our theme.
今天我们要看我们今年的主题的第二部分
Out to the world
就是要广传福音
This has been a major focus of our church throughout the years
这就是我们教会多年来的一直的目标
And one that Pastor Wong sought to instill into the life of our church
就是黄牧师就是在我们教会生命中灌输进来的
Drawing on his many years as a missionary in Niger
就是从他多年在尼日做宣教士的一个心得
Now most Chinese churches that I've been part of typically seek to follow a yearly theme.
其实我以前参加过的那些中国教会，他们每一年都定一个主题。
And so I asked Pastor Wong once, why don't we have a theme for the year?
我就问过王牧师，为什么我们教会没有每年的主题啊？
And he said it's because we have a theme already.
他就说因为我们已经早就有主题了。
We continuously seek to fulfill the great commission of our Lord Jesus.
我们是不断的要追求完成神托付给我们做一个大使命的教会。
To go and make disciples of all nations.
就是要去使万民做神的门徒。
And so that was something that we as a church sought to do as we reached our community.
就是我们教会在这个社区里面我们要做的角色。
And as we extended our outreach to the missionaries that we supported.
而且我们也在远方的支持远方的宣教士。
In fact, under the leadership of Pastor Wong, we went beyond what most Chinese churches do in supporting missionaries.
其实在圣蒙牧师的带领之下，我们超过很多华人教会所做的，去怎么样去支持我们的宣教士。
Most Chinese churches, when they support missionaries, they support Chinese who are serving expatriate communities throughout the world.
他们通常很多的华人教会支持宣教士都是一些华人宣教士在不同的国家去服侍中国人。
And so I know Chinese missionaries in Ecuador.
比如说我支持一个中国宣教士在厄瓜多尔那个地方做宣教。
But they're speaking to reach Chinese who are in Ecuador.
他们主要是服侍当地的中国华人。
And that's a good thing because these Chinese need the gospel.
这是好的，因为中国人是需要福音的。
So Pastor Wang encourages to move beyond that.
可是黄牧师挑战我们要越过这些的支持。
And to reach the unreached of other cultures.
就是要接触那些其他文化的未得之民。
And especially given the need, we were encouraged as a mission committee and as a church to reach Muslims with the gospel.
就像他鼓励我们教会要去向回教徒传福音。
And so we continue to seek to reach Chinese here and throughout the world for Christ.
我们是继续的要在我们华人当中在普世的华人当中做我们传福音的。
But we also seek to reach those who are different than us, those Muslims of many different cultures who need the good word of the gospel.
可是我们也同样的也要去向其他没有接触过福音的那些像回教徒来传福音。
Today we're going to discuss part two of our theme.
今天我们就要去看我们主题的第二部分。
Which is go out to the world.
就是要广传福音啊。
And be a witness for Christ.
就做耶稣的基督的见证。
And we read these words of Jesus in Acts 1:8.
我们在看耶稣在使徒行传一章八节所说的。
When he says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria to the remotest part of the earth."
只是说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得到能力，必要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。
The context of this verse is the ascension of Jesus.
这边的背景就是要讲到耶稣要升天了，快要升天。
40 days after the resurrection, Easter Sunday, Jesus ascended into heaven.
在复活节之后的40天，耶稣基督升上天。
And these are the last words of Jesus before he went to heaven.
就是在耶稣基督回天家之升天之前，跟门所讲的最后的一些话。
The last words that his disciples would ever hear from Jesus on earth.
这就是他的门徒在世上听到主耶稣讲的最后的话。
And so these are important words.
所以这些话是非常的重要。
Words that they would seek to follow.
他们只要这些话，他们要跟随。
And Jesus said, "You will receive power."
耶稣说，你们会得到能力。
Now the Greek word for power is dunamis.
这个能力在希腊文里是 dunamis,
and is where we get the English word dynamite.
就是这个字就成为后来英文的那个 dynamite, 就是炸药。
And so dynamite, if you light some dynamite, it has lots of power as it explodes.
你知道那些炸药，你要是把它点着的话，就很大的能力爆发出来。
And in Ephesians 5, we read that we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那在以弗所书五章有提到，我们要被圣灵充满。
And to live a spirit-filled life means that we yield ourselves to the Spirit.
我们说我们要被圣灵充满的意思就是说我们要顺服圣灵的带领。
And we allow the Spirit to control our life.
让圣灵来掌管我们的生命。
Interestingly, this concept of being filled with the Spirit is closely related to dwelling in the Word of God.
其实要被圣灵充满是跟在神里的话语扎根是连密连在这里。
Being into the Word.
就是要住在神的话里面，要进入他的话。
Colossians 3:16, we read that the word of Christ is to dwell in us richly.
我们在哥罗西书的第三章第六节说我们要
Colossians 3:16, that the word would dwell in us richly.
他是说神的话会丰丰满满的住在我们里面。
And so the results of being filled with the Spirit.
这个在神的就是说被圣灵充满就被神话语来掌控。
And the result of letting the word dwell in us richly,
就这样神的话充充满满的住在我们心里的话
are the same.
其实是一样的。
And so when we experience these dwellings,
要经历这些的被住神住在我们里面。
It gives us an attitude of thanksgiving.
就是给我们有一个感恩的心。
It puts a song in our heart.
在我们心里面可以唱歌给神。
It allows us to love others.
让我们可以去爱别人。
And that makes sense because when we're in the Word, the Spirit is working in our lives through the Word.
这是很有明白的，因为当圣灵在我们里面的话
giving us enlightenment.
就给我们看神的话语的时候会有亮光。
Illuminating the Word.
让神的话语
And teaching us the word.
让我们教导我们这些话。
And so we're to be into the word as we are filled with the spirit.
就所以我们在神里话语生命扎根的话，我们就会被圣灵充满。
Now the second word that we see in this passage is witness. We're to be witnesses.
第二句话我们看到的就是这个见证。
Now one who is a witness is one who testifies.
所谓见证就是为一个为神做见证，这里
to what they've seen or experienced,
就告诉他人家你看到什么，你经历了什么。
And so typically used in a court setting,
通常是在这个法庭里面的话。
And they'll call people to be witnesses of a crime or an event,
就是要叫一些证人来，要对一些对一些案件哈来做一个证人。
And they give their side of the story of what they experienced in that event.
这个证人就在这个事件中告诉他看到什么，经历了什么。
And so similarly, we're called to be witnesses of Jesus.
同样的，我们要说我们要做耶稣基督的见证。
Who he is and what he's done in the Bible.
我们要告诉别人他是谁，他在圣经里面做了什么。
But also what he means in our lives.
还同样的要告诉别人他在我生命代表什么。
Now the Greek word used here for witness.
在希腊文中这个见证这个字
is where we get the English word martyr.
就是英文里面的 martyr 就是宣道者。
And so a martyr was simply translated witness in the early church, in this passage.
所以在早期教会呢，这个见证人就是翻成宣道者。
And so as they were going, they were to testify and be a witness to who Jesus was.
他们到处去做耶稣基督见证，告诉别人有关耶稣基督的事情。
But what happened in the Roman Empire was that they were called to do acts of worship which they could not participate in.
可是那个在罗马帝国呢，他们要他们去做其他的偶像的敬拜，他们就不能这样做。
And so every year the citizens, the peoples of Rome,
所以每一年罗马的市民呢
had to go to a temple and they had to light incense and kneel before Caesar.
他们要在一个去到罗马的一些庙宇里面，要在那边点香，要跪拜那个凯撒。
And then they would get a certificate that they did this act of worship.
然后他们做了这个事情以后，就拿了一张票，表示他们已经完成这个敬拜。
And that could be used to prove to the government that they gave their loyalty to Caesar.
这就证明了他们是对这个凯撒大帝忠心了。
Well, Christians would not bow the knee to Caesar.
可是基督徒不能向凯撒来跪拜。
And depending upon the Caesar, the leader of the country,
要看看当时的那个凯撒大帝是怎么样的一个人。
They may experience persecution.
他们可能会受到迫害。
Some of the Caesars didn't care and Christians could just live their lives.
有一些凯撒呢觉得无关系，所以呢那些基督徒可以平安无事。
But other Caesars cared a lot and they began to persecute and even kill Christians for not bowing the knee.
有些凯撒却可能是很介意这个事情，就会逼害这些基督徒要杀害他们。
And those that gave their life for Jesus,
那些为耶稣基督放弃生命的
were seen as witnesses of Jesus,
就被看成就耶稣基督的见证人
as martyrs,
就成为殉道者了。
And so we're called similarly to sacrifice for Jesus.
我们也是这样被呼召起来要去为耶稣基督来奉献。
For many Christians in our world, they suffer hardships.
有世界各地有很多的基督徒呢是要为耶稣基督来牺牲的。
And maybe give their lives.
可能要甚至把生命也要奉献出来。
But even here in America, we're to be a witness for Jesus no matter what the cost.
所以就算在美国，我们也要不顾代价要为耶稣基督做见证。
Now as I was reflecting on this word witness, a phrase came to my mind.
当我们回想到这个默想这个字见证的时候，有一个词句进入我的脑里。
And it was this.
就是这样子。
If you are a Christian, you are a witness.
就是说，你要是基督的话，你就是一个见证人。
I'm a witness, you're a witness.
所以我是一个见证人，你是一个见证人。
What kind of witness are you?
那你是一个怎样的见证人呢？
Well, we're going to explore what this being a witness is.
我们就要一起来探讨 什么是一个见证人？
By looking at 8 statements,
我们要看八点、huh?
of what being a witness is not.
我们要看一个见证人不是什么。
And by reflecting on these negative statements,
我们要看这些不是的，我们就可以会回想一下。
Hopefully we can devise a positive action in our lives to be a witness for Christ.
所以我们反省以后，可能在我们生命中能够做积极的，要去做耶稣基督的见证人。
So the first aspect is being a witness does not mean only verbal sharing.
他说做一个见证人呢，不是单单用口来讲话。
Okay, so being a witness does mean we share verbally the gospel.
其实做见证人呢，我们是要用口去传扬基督的。
The apostle Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation."
他是说，保罗有说过，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能。
But being a witness is not only that.
可是做一个见证人不单单是这样子。
It means living our life reflecting the gospel.
就是说，我们要往我们的生命中活出来，要把我们的在我们福音在我们生命。
There's a quote attributed to Saint Francis of Assisi.
这里这个法兰西斯有一样的这样的一句话，他这样说。
He was a monk who lived in the 12th century.
他是十二世纪里面的一个圣徒僧侣。
And he said, "Preach the gospel always."
他说要常常传福音。
When necessary, use words.
当需要的时候就用言语。
Now Saint Francis of Assisi was a bold witness for Christ.
你知道吗？法兰西斯是一个为神勇敢做见证的见证人。
He even went to Jerusalem to witness to Muslim invaders during the Crusade.
他还在十字军东征的时候，他跑到耶路撒冷，在那边向那些回教的侵略者来传福音。
But the point he's trying to make is that we also have to back up our words with our life.
其实这意思就是说，我们要对我们所讲的福音用我们生命来见证出来。
And if we give the words of the gospel, but our life doesn't match the lifestyle that God calls us to, it will fall on empty ears.
所以你说你要说跟人家用言语去传福音，可是你的生命却没有一点的配合，所以你所讲的都是空话了。
So we're called to witness verbally.
所以我说我们要讲传福音要用言语。
But we're also called to live a life of holiness as we follow Christ.
其实我们也要活出一个圣洁的生命来表示你是一个基督的跟随者。
Secondly, being a witness doesn't mean only reaching those who are like you.
哎，第二点说，我们要做个见证人呢，就说你不是单单去跟那些跟你相似的人来传福音。
Okay, yes, it does mean we reach those that are like us.
我们当然，我们先可能向那些跟我们相似的人来先传福音。
But sometimes God moves us beyond our comfort zone.
可能有时候神会让我们离开我们这个安乐窝的。
And so we're to be a witness in Jerusalem.
可能像你在凯西初在耶路撒冷来做见证。
And Jerusalem is those people that are like ourselves.
那你的耶路撒冷都是一群跟你很相似的人。
The early followers of Jesus were Jewish.
因为早期这个耶稣的跟随者都是犹太人。
And they were called to seek other Jewish people for Christ.
所以他们是被呼召出来要向犹太人传福音。
But then they were to go out into Judea and Samaria.
可是他们后来又被神耶稣差派他们要去犹大全地以及撒玛利亚。
People from Judea were culturally similar or identical to Jewish people.
在犹大全地的地方，就是在文化上都跟这些犹太人很相似的。
They share the same culture, same language.
他们可能讲相似的语言，有相同的文化。
But they followed a different religion.
可他却有不同的信仰。
They sought to follow God.
他们要跟随主。
But they didn't have the full picture.
可是他们却没有一个整个图画。
And so they worshipped what they saw of God in the first 5 books of the Bible.
所以他们就是敬拜在摩西五经里面所讲的。
But they didn't worship the God of the entire Old Testament.
可是却不敬拜整本旧约圣经所说的那个那位神。
And they worshipped God on their own mountain, not in Jerusalem.
所以他们在他们自己的山上来敬拜神，而不在耶路撒冷敬拜神。
And these people, the Samaritans and the Jewish people, hated each other.
而且这个犹太人跟撒玛利亚人呢，互相是有仇视的。
And so this was another boundary that the Christians had to go through in being a witness.
所以这是一些拦阻，要这些基督徒要越过去跟他们传福音。
For me, this would be like trying to share the gospel with my Jewish friends.
对我来讲，就好像我现在要跟我的犹太朋友传福音一样。
These friends were born and raised in America.
这些朋友他们是在美国长大的。
However, they follow another religion, Judaism.
他们却是信犹太教。
And if you try to reach Jewish people with the gospel,
你要是向这些犹太人来讲讲福音的话，
your approach has to be totally different.
你的方法就要不一样了。
Because if I share about Christ, that will offend them.
要是我跟他们讲耶稣的话，会触怒他们。
Because the word Christ is offensive to Jewish people.
因为这个耶稣这个字是触怒了犹太教徒。
However, the Hebrew translation of Christ is Messiah.
可是要是你用讲那个希伯来文的原文翻译文呢，就说是弥赛亚的话。
So if I speak of following Jesus as Messiah, then they have a good feeling towards that.
还是你说不要说跟随耶稣，而是要跟随弥赛亚的话，他们会比较感觉好。
So to reach a Jewish person, I have to learn their vocabulary.
所以要跟一些犹太人传福音，我要学习他们的那些语言。
And so for those who are not quite like us, we need to learn their vocabulary.
所以跟那些跟我们不相似的人，我们要学他们的语言。
Thirdly, we see that we go beyond Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth.
他要讲到，随着要走犹大全地，撒玛利亚还要到。直到地极的。
Now, not everyone is called to be a cross-cultural missionary.
不是每一个人都会被呼召出来做一个跨文化的宣教士。
Reaching those of a different culture or a different language.
就是要接触到一个不同文化、不同地区的人。
So that is why we view teamwork. We view missions in regards to a team effort.
所以我们就看宣教是一个团队的工作。
Because the missionaries we support can't do it on their own.
因为我们支持的宣教士他们不能自己去做这个事情。
They need our financial support.
他需要我们在经济上支持他们。
They need our prayer support.
他需要我们在祷告上支持他们。
And they need our encouragement.
也需要我们对他们的鼓励。
And so we might not be able to go.
我们可能不能去。
But we can give and we can pray.
可是我们可以奉献，我们可以祷告。
Our next point here is that being a witness doesn't mean practicing your righteousness before others.
做一个见证人不是说在人面前来这样表现你的义行。
Jesus said, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness before others to be seen by them." In Matthew 6:1.
在马太福音的第六章一节说，你不要在人面前来做你的表示你的义来。
And so the Pharisees of the day would be dressed in religious robes.
所以那些法利赛人在当时呢，他们穿上一些宗教的礼服。
And they would stand on the street square and they would pray eloquent prayers.
然后他们会站在大街上，要做一些很虔诚的祷告。
And so Jesus said that they received the reward.
所以耶稣说他们已拿到他们的赏赐。
And that was the approval of others.
就是别人对他们的认同。
But we also followed Jesus.
我们那些跟随耶稣基督的呢
？Who was a rabbi?
像是一些宗教师的话
He publicly prayed and preached and healed
他在众人面前祷告讲道又医治
And so it appears Jesus is practicing righteousness before others
这样看起来耶稣也是在众人面前做他的义行
But I would say the difference is the focus
可是我们要看的是重点是不一样
To the Pharisees it was inward focus, it was about them
那些对法利赛来讲他所做的是他自己为自己所做的
For Jesus, it was the focus on God.
这耶稣所做的是为神而做的。
And it was the focus on helping others.
而且要为帮助这些人所做的。
And so we're called not to practice our righteousness before others.
我们说我们不要在人面前来做我们的义行。
But sometimes we're called to be the hands and feet of Jesus in helping others.
可是我们却被呼召要作为耶稣基督的手跟脚来去帮助别人。
And in doing so, we identify with Jesus.
这样做的话，我们就跟耶稣基督认同了。
So that people know from whom we are doing these actions.
所以人家就知道我们为谁而做，因此也知道我们是基督徒。
So we shouldn't be discouraged in praying for our meals.
所以我们不是鼓励大家说啊你们祷告前不要祷告
or,
吃饭前不要祷告
or praying for someone who's hurting
或者说为别人去有受伤害的时候为他们祷告
or identifying ourselves as a believer of Jesus
来表示你是一个基督的门徒
and fourthly we see that being a witness does not mean legalism
第四点说我们做这个见证人这不是说我们要行律法主义
Jesus' strongest words were against the religious leaders
耶稣基督最强的话就是反对那些宗教的领袖
who meticulously followed the letter of the law.
他们非常仔细的去跟随律法上的一点
But they neglected the most important part.
可是却忘记了最重要的
Loving God and loving their neighbor.
就是要爱神跟爱人。
Jesus actually didn't avoid the appearance of being evil.
可是Didn't avoid.他耶稣基督并没有避免
the appearance of evil
就说有这个邪恶的事情
because he was accused
因为他被人家诬告他
of being a glutton
说他是好吃的
being a drunkard
说是一个醉酒的
and being a friend of tax collectors and sinners
还是这些罪人跟罪吏的朋友
And so Jesus, of course, wasn't a drunkard.
我们都知道耶稣基督并不是
But he associated with those who did.
可是他跟那些醉酒的人会在一起。
And so those people, those leaders brought condemnation on Jesus.
所以那些人呢，就这样的来控告耶稣。
And so many churches and Christian institutions.
所以在很多教会跟这些基督教机构呢
seek to sometimes put many different rules in place.
所以就立下了很多的规矩
And they're not necessarily bad
这些规矩不一定是坏的
But we need to not lose focus on who we really are trying to serve
可是我们却不要失去我们的焦点知道我们要服侍些什么人
And to live our life for
我们要为神而活的
And that is Jesus
就是为耶稣而活
Okay, being a witness also doesn't mean perfection
我们说做一个见证人呢表并不表示说一定要完美的
Well, of course, most of us who've been a Christian a while know that perfection is something that will only experience the other side of heaven
就是说我们知道做一个完美的时候只能在天下的时候才能达到
But sometimes we want to try hard to be a good witness, a good influence on others by our actions
可是有时候我们就是常常都以为自己的行为就可以给人家带来一个好的影响做一个好的见证
There's a sister who wrote a book her name is Becky
有一个姐妹叫 Becky
Becky Pippert and she wrote a book Out of the Salt Shaker Into the World
她写了一本书叫做从你的盐罐子里面走出世界
And so she shared that she was trying to reach her gospel with her roommate with the gospel
她就说她怎么样跟她的室友来传福音
and she was trying very hard to be a good witness, a good example.
所以她非常努力的要做一个好见证，要有一些好行为。
But she couldn't break through to her roommate.
可是却不能，这个福音却达不到她的室友。
And so finally, she was having a really tough day, a tough week, and she began sharing with her roommate the struggle she was having.
有一天她那个一天她实在过得很不顺利很多事情发生所以他就跟他的室友分享他的挣扎
and in sharing those struggles that opened up her roommate to be more accepting of Becky
所以他因为这样的分享他的挣扎反而他的室友更了解了 Becky
because she thought if I accept what you accept that means I have to be perfect
因为他起初觉得说我要是做你所相信那位神我都要像你那么完美
But she learned Becky wasn't perfect
但后来发现 Becky 并不是那么完美
But she began to see God's grace in her life
可是她看到神在 Becky 身上的恩典
Which eventually led her roommate to the Lord
所以最后她的室友就信主了
And so we need to seek to live a holy life for God
所以我们要追求要为神过一个圣洁的生活
But also be real with others when we share our life with them
可是要跟别人分享我们的生命的时候要诚实
Okay, being a witness also doesn't mean separation.
我们也说要做一个见证并不代表我们要跟这个世界分别出来。
But sometimes it does.
可是有时候要这样做。
So we see Jesus was not one who separated himself from tax collectors and sinners.
我们看到耶稣跟那些罪人跟税吏并没有分别出来。
And so we too are to be in the world.
我们要进入这个世界
and to try to make a difference in the lives of those who don't know Jesus
我们要在那些不认识耶稣基督的人的身上呢还为耶稣做见证
however sometimes there are situations that we need to avoid
可是有一些情况我们需要去避免的
if for example someone has a history of alcoholism
比如说有一些人他们有酗酒的历史的话
it's probably not good that they go to a place where alcohol serves
他们要去那些喝酒的地方就不大合适了。
There was a Christian singer who was nominated.
有一个基督教的歌手，他被提名
for Best Christian Album at the Grammy Awards this past week.
就在上个礼拜的那个格兰美奖的那个最佳的那个基督教音乐中得奖了。
And she did not attend the awards.
她却没有参加这个颁奖礼。
She said she watched the awards on her computer.
她说她在这个电脑上面看这个典礼。
And she said she was very excited that she won.
她很高兴她赢，她得奖了。
Her name is Mandisa and her song is Overcomer.
她的名字叫 Mandisa.
And she said that she did not attend these awards.
她说她不参加这个颁奖礼。
Because it was a bad influence for her. Because when she got around all of these famous people, she would begin to think, I should be famous too.
她就觉得我应
该 And I should be rich like these rich people.
我也要像这些那么有钱的人那么有
钱。And so she's like, I don't need those thoughts in my life.
她说我不需要我生命中有这样的一些思想。
But the interesting thing is, reporters came to speak to her.
可是有趣的是那些记者却去访问他
and asked why didn't you go to the awards?
他说你为什么不去参加这个颁奖礼呢
and she was able to give a testimony of how Jesus led her and was working in her life.
他是可以为耶稣做见证，说耶稣怎么进入他生命，怎么样改变。
And so being a witness sometimes means separating ourselves.
所以有时候说要做见证的话，要跟自己分别出来。
But sometimes it means going into the world.
可是有时候我们却要进入世界。
Okay, being a witness also doesn't mean it will be easy.
做一见证并不代表说会容易。
It certainly wasn't easy for the early disciples.
对那些早期的信徒来讲，真的不容易。
But it's also not easy for us.
而且对我们来讲也不容易。
David Brooks is a writer for the New York Times.
在纽约时报的有一位记者。
He wrote an article last week about how he felt Christians were not being treated very well in our country.
他就写了一篇文章说，这些基督徒呢，在我们美国的社会中并没有被尊重。
And he gave a strong testimony of his faith in Jesus.
所以他在那篇文章中为他在耶稣基督里面的信仰来做了见证。
And about 1,000 people commented on his article.
那有一千人呢，来在他的那个文章上里面留言。
And about 80% of those comments were negative.
但是80%的留言呢，都是负面的。
You believe in superstition.
他说你真的是迷信。
Don't tell us about this Jesus.
不要告诉我们耶稣基督。
And so David Brooks had to take the heat.
所以他就受到攻击了。
Because of his testimony.
是因为他所说的经历。
And sometimes we do too.
有时候我们也会。
Lastly, being a witness doesn't mean it's only about you.
有时候我们说我们要做见证，就不是说只是想到我自己。
When Jesus was speaking to the disciples, he was speaking to them as a group.
当耶稣跟这些门徒讲这些话的时候，他是跟一群的信徒讲。
And so he was saying, you as a group, my disciples shall be my witnesses.
他说你们这些信徒，你要成为我的见证。
And so yes, it starts individually, us being an individual witness.
你只有你自己做起，做一个独自的一个见证。
But it's also important that we are a witness collectively as the church.
可是我们也是要一个教会的整体来做基督的见证。
Many churches have their own...kind of cultural ethos, I would call it.
就说每一个教会都有他们的一些文化的一些思路。
Some churches are known as friendly.
有些教会呢，可能给人感觉很友善。
Some churches are generous.
有些教会很慷慨。
Some are traditional.
有些很传统。
May the Lord use us as we seek to be a witness for Him.
我们希望神能够用到我们做他的见证。
To be a church that testifies of God's love and saving grace.
就是来以教会来见证神的救赎的恩典。
As we seek to love others.
当我们要去爱别人的时候，这样就表现出来了。
So those are things that being a witness is not.
刚才所说的是说做一些见证人不是什么的事情。
But for us to call ourselves followers of Jesus.
当我们讲我们是耶稣基督的跟随者。
We are a witness.
我们就是一个见证人。
What kind of witness are we?
那我们是怎么样的见证人呢？
Now being a pastor, in being a pastor, being a witness is a little different.
那做一个牧师跟做一个见证人有点不一样。
People look at clergy in a different light.
因为人家看我们这些做牧师的有不同的 要求。
Sometimes I'll sit next to someone in a plane, airplane.
那我有时候我在飞机上，跟我旁边的人讲话。
And we're having a good discussion.
我们讲的聊得很好的时候。
And they ask, what do you do for a living?
然后他就问我做什么事情的。
I'm a pastor.
我就告诉他我是牧师。
And then the conversation changes.
那立刻我们的对话就改变了。
And they usually begin to tell me.
通常呢，他开始就会跟我想跟我说
，How they're a good person.
他是一个怎么样？他就是跟我开始说他是一个特别好的人。
Or maybe that they're spiritual but not religious.
然后跟你讲，他其实呢很追求信仰的，他并不是很宗教化的。
I kind of missed the previous conversation we were having.
其实呢，他其实帕斯顿觉得说他们是这样。先前所讲的更有趣。
As Christians, how do we work this out in our life?
那我们要做基督徒，我们怎么把这些东西在我们生命中活出来呢
？Well, it really depends on your context.
那就要看看你当时的处境怎么样。
For some of you, it may mean being bold in your witness and sharing the gospel with someone.
对有些人来讲，可能你要跟人家传福音，你要勇敢的站出来跟他说。
For others, it might mean being less verbal and being a friend to a person first.
对某一些人可能说你都不用用说那么多话反而跟那个人交朋友
It may mean engaging in a social function you'd rather not go to
可能呢你要去传福音的缘故你去参加你不大想去的一些社交活动
Or like Mandisa it might mean not attending a function because it would cause you to stumble
可是对 Mandisa 来讲 他就是要不参加那些活动要免得他自己跌倒
And so I challenge you this week to think about what we can do to be a witness for Jesus.
So, 这一周我就跟你们挑战，你要成为耶稣基督的见证，你要怎么做？
Whether we like it or not, we are a witness for Him.
不管你喜不喜欢，我们都是耶稣基督的见证。
And so pray and ask God, how can I be a witness?
所以你就跟神祷告说，神啊，我要做你一个怎么样的见证人？
What do you want me to do to be a witness for you?
你要我怎么做成为你的见证人？
And may God lead you.
你希望神会带领你。
And lead us as a church.
还是带领我们整个教会
to take the necessary changes that are needed in our lives
就在我们生命中要做一些什么样的变化
to shine brightly for him in a dark and hurting world
能够在这个黑暗邪恶的时代能够为这个神做一个明亮的灯
Heavenly Father we thank you for your love for us
我们祷告我们天上的父我们感谢你对我们的爱
for sending Jesus to be our sacrifice
你带来了你的耶稣基督成为我们的牺牲
and for calling us to be your witnesses
而且呼召我们成为你的见证
Lord, fill us with the power of your spirit
主啊求你用你的圣灵力量充满我们
that we may be bold in our testimony
让我们在你为你做见证的时候能够勇敢
whether it be through our words
或者是通过我们的言语
or through our life
或者通过我们的生命
we pray in Christ's name
我们是奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen,
Amen.